Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here with my lovely co-host, Janine Kimmel. Welcome.
Hello. Hello there from Clayton Creek.
where are you calling from?
Well, I'm here. My studio is sitting on Clayton Creek in New Jersey. So.
Oh, nice.
It's really and the crickets are very strong.
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to have to look that up because, you know, God knows, we are manifestors around here, manifesting owls, crickets. But it's funny, when you said the creek, I immediately got the vision of, oh, it's Winnie the Pooh land.
Maybe.
So welcome to the Magical Mystery Tour, hence in Winnie the Pooh land. yes, we are... We are experiencing ascension difficulties here tonight, at least from my perspective. And, well, no, I don't want to call it difficulties. Ascension symptoms might be a better term. I was sharing with Janine, you know, just a few moments ago while we were waiting to go live, that I'm really feeling tired, but it's, I mean, there's tiredness, there's nausea, my body's going through changes. I'm completely spaced out. In fact, I mean, I just remembered today, earlier this afternoon, to create this episode, you know, to have our show tonight. You know, I'm really finding that whatever is going on, it, for me, and then I definitely want to hear, you know, what Janine is happening, how it's happening with her, because... It's really, it's almost, it's a very individual process, in my humble opinion, what we're all going through, yet we're all going through the process, you know, but there's no blanket. You just can't throw a blanket on and go, you know, okay, everybody's going to experience this, 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 and this. You know, organic things never happen like that. Technological things might happen like that, but organic things happen very, very personally. You know, we are reconnecting, you know, not just back with our you know, our planet, and but with aspects of our being that are multidimensional. And, you know, this whole idea of, you know, birthing a new humanity. Because, you know, I definitely want to talk about this too. I was talking with my buddy Polar Bear. You know, like my body... Which seems to be this seems to be at least my focus this past week. My body being physical, my physical body as well as my other bodies, my mental body, my emotional body, my spiritual bodies. You know, the energetic surrounding my body. I am feeling very pregnant, and you know, it's a good thing. You know. I'm the creator of the show because I don't know if you could go around saying on other people's show, I'm pregnant with life, but it's not a human life. And yet, well, I can't even say that. Maybe, you know, it's like there's an ascended being in me that's preparing to birth. And that ascended being is me. So it's like I'm in my own womb. I don't claim to understand this. So I'm just telling you how I'm feeling because I feel like I'm 7 months pregnant, and I need rest, and I need, there's like this assimilation in my body that it feels like almost like Golden Hawk is secondary, and whatever this is that's going on inside me is taking the energy in my body to assist me from from another aspect into this being, my light body, and the ascended being, the multidimensional being, or the fifth dimensional being. It's very hard to put into words, and I've never given birth to a physical baby, so I don't know totally what that experience is like, but I know that I'm feeling very pregnant. And I'm curious if you guys are also, you know, if there's people out there feeling this. Because I know when I watch videos of, like, of George Kavassalis or David Icke, or I found this other guy who, I don't remember, Phil Schneider or something. One thing I'm noticing is everybody's got this Buddha belly. Because remember, if we're giving birth to, you know, a new human being, I don't think it's just women. You know, obviously men are giving birth to their light bodies and things of that nature as well. And I look at all their physical body forms, and we all look pregnant. It doesn't matter if you're a guy or not. We just all look pregnant. Hmm. And it's not just about looking pregnant. Like, for me, I'm actually feeling pregnant. You know, I've rubbed my belly. Like there's a knowingness in me that something grows within me that I'm birthing. And again, you know, if I walk up to a 3D person and said, hey, you know, I've got a light body in my being, you know, they're going to probably think, you know, I'm crazy, and, you know, so be it. We mm-hmm. clearly get that doesn't stop me. But, you know, my selective audience and, you know, my wonderful co-host, Janine, you know, that it kind of makes sense, right? I mean, how are you feeling? What's going on with your body? I mean, do you resonate with this at all?
Well, I remember, not right now do I feel physically pregnant like that, like quite as literal as you.
Okay.
I remember, but I do know that there's been this sense of it's almost like a pausing and a ready to burst open at the same time, which is interesting because there's a lot of these paradoxes that that I'm feeling, where, you know, you're feeling very held back, and yet I feel like bursting forward or open, and at times it's really I'm like, oh, what do I do? And I did notice that you know, the ebbs and flows of creativity and the ebbs and flows of our energy, I think is such a natural process that, you know, unfortunately a lot of us have become kind of almost instinct injured to it. And because I've noticed that all of a sudden, after quite a while, maybe, you know, even 2 years of holding, you know, back from painting as much, all of a sudden, I picked up colors, and every time I start working with colors, my energy comes back, and I feel okay. I feel better. I feel more in sync, and I've been working with much brighter colors again. So that's been a real noticing, because like I've done like 8 paintings in about a week, and that's kind
wow.
of that burst. That's like that bursting energy. You know,
yeah, that's
and
like, that's like when I used to say Almeen created like, you know, 14 books in a week. I mean, I'll be honest with you, that's actually quite impressive.
Yeah, like you're in a pause, but then all of a sudden there's just this, and it is like if you look at the paintings, you'll go, oh yeah, I see all that energy in there and all those colors, and of course
yeah.
those beautiful pine trees, which are, you know, bringing us, you know, I'm always influenced by that. And but I was just thinking that you and I have had this discussion recently. And it probably would be a good idea to share that over the years, and I would probably say the last 5 years, 6 years of very creative, you know, times, I have been pregnant in dreams, and I've sometimes I've been feeling like you sometimes, where I was just 7 months pregnant or something, but then I literally have had babies in dreams, and, you know, you wake up. So there is a process that I do believe occurs, you know, in this time and in dream time, and I think it is all about new creation, new, you know. So right now it seems like I'm giving birth to these paintings, but and it's helping me. It's helping me. So, yeah. But you know, you could be sitting, like literally sitting on something that's, you know, incubating. That's, you know, like sometimes I used to ask people who could give me great advice. You know, I feel like I'm being lazy, and they're like, no. You're incubating. You're growing the concept. So it's never about that. It's always just about honoring the times when it feels like you're pausing, or like you're pregnant, and you know, you're maybe what would that be, about 6 to 8 weeks from, you know, a birth of some kind, you know?
Well, you're right, and I'm so glad that you said that, because first of all, I definitely want to let it know, and everybody, you know, it is so okay to rest. I mean, whether your belly is protruding or not, these are extraordinary times we are living through. I mean, extraordinary, the energies we are all going through, and the processing of, you know, what me and Janine often talk about when we, you know, when we share private conversations is facing our fears, you know, and it doesn't even seem like it's like, you know, it's not like I have to actually actively go out, you know, to process a fear. Oh, no. I can just be sitting at home. Fear will find me right at the front door. You know, figuratively and literally.
Well, going inward is the best way to confront those things. I mean,
well, and right. And because, and that's, I think, on some level, the biggest fear all of us have, that what happens if we go in and we don't like who we are? That, you know, but I'll tell you, the resting part, I have, you know, whatever the blessing I've had, this particular lifetime, I don't carry with me a guilt about not doing, because even in my 20s, when, you know, most people are kind of like in their toddler years of their adult life, in other words, in their 20s, that's when they're doing all their running around and staying up all night to create the career. I was chilling on my couch for hours at a time. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not necessarily the greatest example in the sense of, because I've never really fully come into the third dimension looking to create my whole world in this dimension. Like, I mean, I've had years of it, you know, in the sense of, like, you know, when I was 18, I worked at a bank. Say that very quaintly, for 3 years, and quickly realized, no, this is, I don't do anything corporate. I don't want anybody looking over my shoulder to make sure I'm balancing and stuff. That just does not fly for me. You know, so I immediately I quit the bank, which was quote unquote prestigious according to my family, and I started cleaning houses, which, you know, wiping people's toilets down is not prestigious. But I knew that I could make the same money, if not more, in cash, not pay taxes, in 4 hours, and have the rest of the day to do whatever I want. Or let's put it this way. If 40-hour week was the bank week, I could do it in 20 and have the rest of the time be mine. You know, mm-hmm. So I've always been about, I'm not chasing anything elusive from the third dimensional world of the, you know, the fame, the fortune. Now, I will say one thing, though. I've definitely had my mind or my focus for a very long time on having a child, which was, you know, why it's so interesting that I have this feeling that I'm pregnant now, because I've been wanting one since I'm 30, and I haven't even had a potential scare in the last 16 years. And, you know, I'm at a space where I totally honor that. Listen, the soul has other things in mind for me, you know, this lifetime. And not just this lifetime, but this particular time we're in right now. I mean, we are in what I consider, here's my kind of understanding of this now. Earth, our solar system, our galaxy, the Milky Way galaxy, this whole galaxy is designed for us to give birth to a new species of humanity. I mean, that's what this 2012 is all about. The, you know, the end of the Mayan calendar is about the end of, you know, Earth and all the inhabitants on her, and that is including animal, plant, mineral. We're all, you know, in the opportunity to give birth to what George terms, it's called Homo Illuminis, which is essentially our light bodies, you know, fifth-dimensional light bodies and light beings. And what I'm experiencing personally is that there is just as much gestation in my physical being from that process as there is the 9 months that somebody would actually go through to give birth to a human baby in this dimension. You know, it's a gestation process. And it's quite frankly kicking my ass. Well, I want to say it's kicking my ass, but only when I don't honor the process. You know, it's like, and, you know, so I am, because I'm forgetting things. It's like, and not just forgetting things, I'm I feel ungrounded a little bit lately. I don't know if anybody else is feeling that.
Yeah, I was feeling that this morning. Just kind of, my thought processes weren't really following through. I was just thinking of something, and then it was like stopping, and it was like, ooh, what's that about? then I was thinking
I love that
of
you're
your,
aware of that. Yeah.
And I was thinking of your solar flares, and was going, well, maybe the
electromagnetic. Oh, that's right. Yes, thank you.
I was thinking of the electromagneticness of thought, you know, because thought to me is like probably electrical currents, and I'm going, wait a minute, I can't follow through on a thought right now. What's going on? And,
that's right on. See, now I didn't, and it's so funny, I'm posting this solar flare activity on my Facebook wall, but I'm not even, it's not connecting. It's like I'm kind of in, I'm just in a little bit of a la-la space.
You're being affected by solar flares?
Yes, I'm definitely, and that is, because that can also affect our balance, inner ear experience. My vertigo hasn't been kicking up, but nausea, I mean, and it's funny, I'm laughing, you know, what is this, the morning sickness? I have morning sickness. Oh, and it could be the fact that, I mean, also, what I am craving lately is very, the sweets and the cakes and the, oh, my God, I'm craving them. I'm not really, there are times when I crave vegetables and all I want to eat is salads. This frequency is craving the chocolates and the sugars and the candies. And, you know, and I'm personally one that says, so be it, okay, if that's what, I don't deny myself, you know, I mean. And I realize that, you know, people could be saying, well, that could be why you look like you're 7 months pregnant. but it's, you know, it's funny because my body does, I could literally walk into a maternity store and say, you know, I'm looking for some clothes, and they'll look at me and go, oh, how far along are you? And I'd say 7 months, and they'd believe me. You know, I literally look at my body and it's all front, you know, it's not like I'm getting wider, you know, because what is it they say, if you have a boy, it's all in the front, if you have a girl, you go wide or something?
Well, something like you carry high if it's, you know, one, or and you carry low if it's another, but I forget.
Right. I mean, it just all seems, it's abdominal, it's stomach, my breasts are swollen, you know, it's like it just... You know, it's just interesting. So I don't want to spend all night, you know, kind of, you know, pondering on this. If anybody else is feeling that way, I would definitely say that, you know, the connection we have with Earth, you know, the Earth is birthing. It's almost like I feel like, you know, I am the Earth. I'm just a microcosm of the Earth. And I watched a Bruce Lipton video where he's like, listen, you know, you might not be round and spherical, but you are, you know, our energy fields and the Earth energy field are exactly alike. So mm-hmm. if Earth is getting ready to birth a new species, well, my energy field is also getting ready to birth a new Goldie, mm-hmm. you know, the new species Goldie. And you know, it doesn't surprise me that some of the experiences are similar to what a woman would go through in birthing a child. You know, it's, you know, there's similarities going on here. So, you know, of course.
Pregnant with creation, you know.
Pregnant with life, just not necessarily,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's funny because I want to say not necessarily human life. And, who, you know, and then, you know, part of me actually goes, well, shucks, you know, I've had intergalactic experiences. Maybe there's something intergalactic inside me. Oh, I bet you your minds are all reeling now. Because one of the channelings I read recently was that, or something, or a page or something, that said, you know, prepare yourself for an epic movie far beyond what Hollywood could prepare you for right now. You know, that there are going to be paradigms and experiences coming into our planet, you know, that will resemble Hollywood movies, but it will be quote-unquote real. And, you know, I personally find that if you connect with Mother Earth, she will prepare you that, you know, so your mind will be able to handle the things that we've been told and conditioned to believe were not real, which are, you know, have always been real. It's just our conditioning has been directed to tell us they're not real. Because I find it interesting when people, you know, if you have a conversation with somebody and you say, you know, like I've said, you know, yes, I've been on a spaceship, and, you know, like, well, you're crazy. That, you know, and I'm like, for me, to believe we're the only ones here at this point in 2011, mm-hmm. you know, with all the Hubble spacecraft, all the technology that science is even, you know, we know how many what they call Goldilocks planets are out there, which are the perfect space between a planet and a star in order to have an atmosphere and all that. I mean, and we're talking billions here, people, billions of billions, billions of billions of billions. I mean, it's just like the number is so big, it's beyond a Google. And to say we're the only ones here, who's delusional here? You know what I'm saying? Come on. So you got to work really hard at this point to feel in your own experience we're the only ones here. That's just, that's irrational. And, you know, and I get it, because there was a point in time in our history when, you know, people said the planet was flat. So we come into these levels of awareness, not necessarily all at the same time, and so I don't take it personally if somebody calls me crazy. I also know that, you know, I'm not crazy. You know, my experiences are showing me that there is more to life than just the humanoid life, and I'm very much a part of it. So, you know, I really am open to the idea that something not human is growing in me. Who knows? I don't know. I just know I'm not afraid, and I'm ready, and I'm excited.
What's funny, I mentioned cricket because, I mean, I didn't on purpose. It's just that I'm sitting here and I'm in the woods, and, you know, it's on a creek, and it's very, the crickets are very loud. And then you said something about, well, owl was last time and now crickets. And I just looked up something quick, and it said that crickets signal the time in our lives when our intuition is being activated, to see crickets reminds us to trust our inner knowing.
Oh, right on! Thank you.
We should listen to our gut or what we believe to be true based on our own perceptions. The long antenna of the cricket symbolize our own heightened awareness of reality. Is that great or what? And
I love you.
And
it says
the singing of the cricket also heralds the beginning of a happy period in our lives with new experiences of success and joy. But I just think they, you know, they call that singing, which I didn't know. But you know, I was just thinking that what you were saying I was actually thinking before you even said it that mostly the theme for me is that holding on to belief systems is, you know, if you choose to, but the real practice right now is to just be willing to let belief systems go. And
yeah.
I think no matter what, you know, and I like that personally, that I, you know, I, at first it's hard, but then as you let them go, there's something amazing and free about it. And it like builds a momentum. And then you know, it's almost like the belief systems start to fall quicker. And, you know, maybe there's even a sense of an acceleration. But, you know, so we were talking about the word momentum the other day. And, you know, I just think that the more you let go of belief systems or you're willing to let go of belief systems, there's just like a hurling through space in a way, you know. So
Right on.
Yeah, so I'm all for letting go of fixed belief systems.
Well, right. I mean, because at this point in time, you know, if you do just the slightest of observational work within your own experiences, mm-hmm. it really is obvious that whatever we're living in, whatever the mm-hmm. frequency, you know, whether it's a number or a color or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're anywhere above the age of 30, you know, and I'm not saying that the people in their 20s don't get it. I mean, I spent the night with Alana, who's 19 or 20. You know, it's almost like they get it because they never forgot it. But if you're at an age where you forgot who you were, so to speak, from whence we come from, and, you know, the mm-hmm. bigger us, if you just do the slightest of internal work, the answer is clearly that change is here, and, you know, the old ways don't apply in wherever we're at right now. Like, I mean, there is a Russian scientist that I posted this on my Facebook wall, which I thought was really interesting, where he talked about the entire galaxy is no longer in the same space. Now, I'll be honest with you, as soon as he said that, I immediately had a resonance of like, of course. You know, it's like, I mean, they show where you know, we are like in the outer rim. I've seen pictures of the Milky Way galaxy, and, you know, there's the arms of the circularness. And it is very real possibility that we're not in the same place of the arm. I don't know if we're more outer or more inner. I would imagine we're probably going more inner. Because mm-hmm. that seems to be what, you know, like the common theme for all of us to find this space of calm and tranquility. Go within. Find your center. You know, maybe our galaxy is actually moving closer to the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And so, you know, when you look at the body of our experience from a galactic point of view and a planetary point of view and a solar system point of view, oh, we're not in the same place, so therefore we're experiencing the frequencies around us differently. I mean, you know, that's just, does that really take that big a stretch? You know, for me, it's like, nope, not at all. The stretch is saying that the galaxy would never move. Oh, come on, that's just delusional. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That is.
Because look at, our cosmos is always, you know, planets go into stars all the time. Supernovas happen all the time. Brown dwarfs collapse into black holes. This is happening all the time. Now it's happening to us. Oh, okay.
And that
so
would
the
only
changes,
make sense because...
And it would only make sense. Yeah.
Because we are that... We are that. That, you know, that we're... I mean, it's like we're... maps of that, and, you know,
exactly,
yeah, and
we're the cellular structure of the planet. We are what our cells are to our body. We are to the Earth body. And you know,
so,
I get a little bit passionate about this because it just takes really just almost an effortless ability to just go within to see that. Again, I'm not telling you what's right or what's wrong, but the ability to be fluid in our beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the passion is that because it makes so much sense that we would have to change in order to adapt to our new space in the galaxy.
Well, you know, you talk about sensory in the body, you know, or sensing how you feel. The feeling of letting go of fixed belief systems, it starts to become, like, really incredible. And, you know, I think it's, once again, that kind of is modeling the galaxy just sort of moving, you know, growing, expanding as we're dropping our belief systems and becoming more in sync with that, you know? And it just sort of makes sense to me. That makes
sense
to me.
Yeah.
And you viscerally feel it. I do. I mean, I'm looking at that picture of that spiraling you put on your Facebook, and it's that
And that's
spiral.
Actually the Milky Way galaxy. I looked
that
specifically,
so
not just for any galaxy, but the Milky Way.
Beautiful.
I'm starting to understand that this flow that we're all talking about, Abraham and Hicks talks about it being the vortex.
Yeah.
The flow that we're talking about is life itself. It just being in alignment with life itself. That's why aligning with the Earth, Earth is life itself, you know, in the planetary experience of the solar system, of the galaxy, of the cosmos. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the organic side of living. And believe me, there are plenty of synthetic ways to live that are not organic.
And there's,
you know, to be in a synthetic way of living, and there's no, that's not right or wrong, but a synthetic way of living is not going to have the same organic flow because it's not created through nature. It's created through our mental capacity to create, the mind.
Yeah. The mental constructs. You were talking about that the other day.
This is a big one for me because I'm a mental head case. I mean, I've been a mental head case since my awakening. And I love it, Janine, because you're always very compassionate going, that's not all of you, Goldie. And I recognize it's not all of me, but it is my biggest battles are coming in the sense of the releasing of the belief system that I have to do something in order to go through this ascension process.
Mm-hmm.
And that's steeped in self-worth. That's
mm-hmm.
steeped in,
well,
that's where my doing.
That's very incultured in you. You know,
very.
Right.
Some people are doing the third dimensional doing. That's the people that are, you know, getting jobs and, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm doing the mental doing, where that's why I can lay down and go, I don't have guilt, because in my lying down, I'm building light bodies and I'm building Merkabahs, you know, and I'm learning more and more that none of that is not the trajectory path I want to go on, because it's not organic. It's, even though it's, you know, I'm an organic being, I can create and construct very synthetic experiences. Holy moly, can I create synthetics? I'm laughing because I'm pregnant with something that's not a physical baby, and God knows I've been trying to get pregnant for the last 16 years with a physical baby. You know, this could even be a synthetic experience. I don't know.
You know, it's funny because if someone, you know, they don't mean it, but if they ask me, well, what are you doing today? Immediately what comes into my mind is, why do we have to measure it in one day? Like, you know,
right.
I'm not, I naturally don't resonate with what are you doing today, in that all of a sudden I feel, you know, it's like, I'd rather be like, what do you, you know, what's happening over days or a period of time? Because just measuring something in a day, it doesn't seem natural to me. You know, that everything.
Well, you know, that's so interesting that you say that, because most of the manipulation that has gone on in this planet has had an absolute knowingness that if you want to change consciousness, it has to take place in decades and or centuries. So, meaning, but that's really quite, that's what I would call, you know, that's the wisdom the manipulators have been using over us. But see, it doesn't have to be based in manipulation, it can be based in the organic, also understands.
Right, or
that
just
that
being,
something
being,
can't
more,
necessarily be...
being more aligned to a natural cadence or rhythm which is nature's rhythm. And they, and not that they think, not that nature thinks in terms of increments, but because that's a man-made thing. But it doesn't. It's not about in a day. This is what I'm doing. You know, it's more of a
right. Nature goes in cycles of 26,000 years, 250 million. I mean, clearly, yeah. a day is from a geological point of view. It's not even a blip on the screen.
Tight. I'm like, I don't. That's too short.
Right on. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Isn't
that
funny?
Feel that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's sweet. That I like it.
Yeah. Maybe that's just once again the the being in touch with without even knowing it, but some organic, natural timing that that just makes more sense. Than some man-made, let me check my day calendar or something. But, and then another thing we definitely would love, we should touch on is our experiences with synchronicity and how, we have noticed a synchronicity kind of.
Yes.
Right?
Yes, I would love to touch on that. Yes.
I mean, well, should we talk about the fun radio show we did spontaneously? That was
That's right. See, I'm telling you, I heard, was that last week, and I said yes.
Because Golden Hawk and I have been talking about and also I talk about being quick on your feet, fly by the seat of your pants, being ready, just sort of a in the moment, and when something occurs. You know, it's a spontaneous thing, and you kind of want to be able to act on it. And so, we did our show last Monday, and we did the 3-hour show.
Right.
Remember? And then the next night you called me and said, "What are you doing?"
Very gently, I was like, "So, what are you doing?"
And I said, "I'm a little sleepy."
I mean, she was so sleepy. There was gargle in her voice, people. You know, I mean, we were talking. She was definitely she was closer to sleepy than she was to awake.
You said, "Well, something about you." Will you tell that part? Because that's like
the show we did last Monday. The show that it seems to be, just a theme in the show is that. You know, we really are always advocates of, creation, following spontaneity, and acknowledging the fear around, spontaneity means you don't plan things. Spontaneity means things show up at your door and you react, and you don't react, you respond.
Right.
Because the reaction will be fear. You take a breath and go, no, I'm going to do it anyways, because when I feel into it, and that feeling into it just takes a moment. So you do it. So I got a call. I have a friend of mine who is part of the Paranormal Radio Network. And whenever he has guests that bail on him for whatever the reason, I'm the backup where, I've told him from the first time he called, you can call on spontaneous moments, if you need me in a half an hour, in an hour, 2 hours, I'm just your backup. And I basically told him that I would do that because from a radio perspective, this is camaraderie. Like, I'm happy to help out a fellow radio person so that he doesn't have to worry. At least he'll have somebody as a guest. And I'm happy to do that. So last Tuesday, Greg Miller called. But this time he wasn't looking for a guest. This time he was looking for a host. And, I'll be quite honest. I was scared because I'm like, host? Okay, well, do you have a guest for the show? And he said yes. And it was a gentleman that had written over 40 books who was a shaman. I mean, of course, I was stoked. Okay, you're a shaman. So clearly, he understands, magic and earth and things of that mystical nature. So we have something in common. It wasn't like it was a financial person from Wall Street. It was a gentleman that I could resonate with. But intuitively, and I'm telling you, I could see it in my head. There was a light going on in my head, and it was circling my brain, looking for a solution, because I kept saying to Greg, I mean, the conversation was about 20 minutes, and I was going, I don't know. I can't say I feel, you know, if he asked me to be the guest, that means all I have to do is talk about my world and my life. I can do that. He was asking me to interview somebody that I had never met, and, you know, I didn't feel confident. So that light in my head finally hit, you know, a bell, and I said to Greg, hey, you know, I have a friend of mine. We just started a new show, but she's great on the radio. Could the both of us interview him? And, you know, and it was basically, I mean, Janine did for me what my sweet Alana did for me 5 years ago. I just kind of asked her, you know, will you be my life support? Because I can do this. I know I can do this, but I'm nervous doing it just by myself. If just to know that, you know, a co-pilot is there, that, you know, if I start making a babbling idiot out of myself, she'll be there in all her brilliance, as Janine always does, even on this show. You know, she brings a substance to the show and just a presence of very, she's solid, she's cool, she got this. So she, when I brought that up to her, when I called her, she was basically, because I said, okay, what are you doing? She's like, sleeping. No, not sleeping, but tired. I was like, well, remember when we talked about spontaneous last night? Well, spontaneous has shown up, and I immediately sold it to Janine by going, they have an audience of 100,000 listeners. Now, you know, that could work two ways. That could work where Janine could freeze and go, okay, I'm a little intimidated by that. Or it could work where, you know, it becomes the carrot and says, all right, I'm gonna try and let's do this. And blessed be, Janine said, all right, bring on the audience, bring on the spontaneity, you know, like, let's play. So, I called Greg back, and we had some phone issues, but you want to tell the rest? Do you want to go to the other part?
Sure.
I'm happy to share the story.
I made a cup of tea. and
and she kept saying that. I'm waking up now.
And we were called by a man named Joe, who was great. And so we're waiting for him to call the person that Goldie and I were going to interview. And the phone won't work. The number won't go through. It's showing that it's not a workable number. And so Joe says, I don't know what's going on. And Goldie says the number, and the number's the same. And so we hang up. We all hang up again. He's going to try a new line. And he calls us back on the phone. He tries the guest again, and the number won't go through. So Goldie says, well, we have a show. We'll do our show. And so there we were doing the mystical Mother Earth, and it was amazing because Joe was great, and he said, well, when the music stops, just start talking. and it was so much fun, and it was just such a fun and validation to say yes to something. And then, you know, even it was kind of like walking into the unknown, because we didn't know the guest, and just willing to do it and throwing ourselves into the fire, so to speak. And, synchronicity was that the guest's number wasn't right for whatever reason. And then we do this beautiful show, and we're sharing it with an audience that we have no idea who's out there and how many and who they are. And it was really fun to just, walk. It was like doing the show, but in another whole new land, because you didn't know who you were talking to, you know? So that was Tuesday, and I know we were both very, we've sensed this sort of, wow, see, it does happen, you know? And we responded.
Well, exactly. Because, listen, yeah. I definitely want the people to know, the audience on Blog Talk Radio that listens to our show. And I see you, 780. We have a caller. We're going to bring him on.
Okay.
It might be who we talked about earlier. I don't know. But anyways, What I highly recommend is that if you call in, state something of like self-empowering, a self-empowering aspect you're desiring to experience. Because hands down, I have learned this from being 5 years on the air. When you state something on the air, life brings it to you. And I don't know if it's everybody that is part of the listening audience that helps create it, or if it amplifies because it's on a radio and an archive. And, you know, I mean, I just know it works. And I invite everybody. This is the Magical Mystery Tour here, people. You know, you're so welcome to use this show as a platform to help create the experiences you want with literally nothing more than just come on the air and express it. And then give us a call when it shows up in your world, you know, because that is definitely part of what me and Janine are looking to create here.
It's a great experience
of the changes. Yeah.
Yeah, and literally feeling it happen and happening quickly. I mean, that was just, I mean, it was so much fun. And
it was awesome.
Surprises
was awesome.
Like that are so great. And so you know, that was just true validation of you know, that the walking your talk and it happens when you do.
Well, and it created a momentum. There was definitely a momentum, which I'll share in a minute. But we're gonna take this caller. Let's take this caller.
Sure.
Okay. Area code 780. You're on the air.
Hey, Janine and Golden Hawk. How's it going?
Hey. Hi. Who are we talking to?
I'm talking to Jay. Were you talking about me?
oh, Jay. No, actually, a friend of ours from our mastermind group commented that he might come on. But I remember
Jay,
you. I love that you're still listening. Yeah. Hey, Jay.
Okay.
Cool. You know, it's been a really interesting week. And last week, actually, I did a drumming circle, and we were doing gratitude because autumn equinox.
Nice.
And
nice.
We did some drumming. It's some... it's really, really, really cool. It's actually I've been drumming actually basically consistently since Wednesday. But anyhow, with the drumming circle, it was lots and lots of fun. And we sang some songs about gratitude and about the feast, the feast song. And we did a song about a prayer song because people were looking for some prayers. And there were about seven people there. And it was a great time. And then what we did, we had a little feast after actually. And Amber I brought some cupcakes, and they're really, really nice cupcakes. And they were so delicious. Yeah, they're red cupcakes.
Good for
really,
you.
Really
yes,
cool.
Pamper yourself with a little sugar. I love it.
Yeah, but it's really, yeah. If you look at a cupcake, they look really sweet. But these are really, really good. It had cream cheese icing on it, which is really mild. But
I'm a fan of cream cheese, so right on.
It was so cool. And then you know, someone invited me on Thursday. So, you know what? Can you come out for some drumming on Friday night? So I said, oh, sure, okay. So we went to a friend's place, and it was a nice friend, and she's an elder, and we talk about different aspects of what's going on in the spiritual stuff, and we spent about 3 hours there and did some drumming, some songs. It was lots and lots and lots of fun. And then on this weekend, we went down to see a friend in southern Alberta, where I live. And it's about 500 kilometers away from where I live. Okay, I don't know what it is in miles, but it was a long way away.
That's
about
okay.
5 hour drive.
Yeah.
And we actually went to an ancient medicine wheel, actually. And
oh, wow.
It was really, really cool. It was really warm, too. And it was in Alberta. And both of us were there. And we just did some prayers, a little bit of singing, did some drumming. And... it was really, really cool. So it's just, and we smudged the whole wheel, and I was making sure I was really, really careful about that because it was really windy and really dry. And in the late in the afternoon, the wind was picking up. But we spent about 4 hours there. And I got to tell you, on the way to that medicine wheel, we saw hawks, like peregrine hawks that you know that look for gophers and stuff like that. And we saw them along the road, and then while we were there, we saw three hawks up in the air. It was really interesting. And then we had a bumblebee. It was really interesting about this bumblebee. Uh, was, talked to my friend, and right between us, the bumblebee was circled about four times and then took off. It was really, really cool. Uh-huh. So, yeah, so that was my events for last week.
I love
so, you know,
it. It's all earth-based, too. The drumming of the heartbeat, the medicine wheel of, you know, understanding the medicinal aspects of connecting with earth. So that sounds, especially all around the autumn, which, I mean, the energy is coming in, you know, from the sun to us, from the earth herself to us. It's like, you know, you just sound like you were right in the midst of the flow and, you know, beautifully it unfolded for you.
It was great. Yeah, it's like it was kind of spontaneous. And we did some prayer tags. So we left them there and put them on the rocks there. And
nice.
Yeah, it was a great time. So, yeah.
You know, I remember last week when we were doing this spontaneous show that showed up on Tuesday. I remember towards the end of the show, because it was a two-hour show, that Golden Hawk just at the tail end brought up gratitude. And it was so beautiful. And it struck me that, like, literally I felt like the whole show was building towards this point, and that, like, if there was anything that I walked away from the show with, or anyone listening, it was the gratitude piece. And I think I went, that's what it's all about. And you just brought up gratitude again, and then, you know, kind of bringing it in even more with the whole ritual, which is so beautiful. It's like grounding the gratitude, you know, or even giving it more form. But, yeah, so I do recall that, and I think that that's just such a great piece to keep bringing back, because I think that it, almost gratitude actually does ground you, you know.
I agree with that.
What
do you think about that, Jay? Because before you answer, though, Jay, is your experience right now, I mean, there's clearly, you know, a lot of shifting going on so many levels, and you're obviously working with Mother Nature. I mean, that's clear to me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could share, you know, what's your overall general perception of the times we're living in right now?
Oh, this time that we're living in right now, it's actually go with the flow. It's like the river of life in a way. And it's like water. And
water.
I find it that we can fight it, or we can go with the flow. Like, for example, and I find that, you know, gratitude with the shifting of the energies, you know, it's affecting us on a bodily level. And you can fight it with, you know, caffeine and stuff like that, because it'll make you, this energy that come down will make you tired, because we're shifting and evolving on a rapid pace right now. And you can just, you know, just take a rest and say, no, I'm just going to just rest. But that's how I look at gratitude. And also the gratitude is that whatever's coming up in your life, eh? Too.
Exactly.
Be grateful, good, bad, and happy, and sad. And the gratitude, it's about the practicing of gratitude. You know, doing a little thank you at the supper table or something like that. Or, you know, a 30-second thank you for the people who made the food, and, you know, made who grew it, and the people who cooked it too. So I mean, that's, you know, thank you for, you know, nourishing this abundance and things like that. So it's very, very simple. So yeah, the gratitude is a very, very important thing. It's for what we have, and not what we, you know, always want all the time. So that's the thing: wanting. So gratitude's, you know, like I said, is very, very important right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd like to add too that I think it's very important. Gratitude for Mother Earth. I mean, there's so many channelers that are channeling, you know, galactics, and, you know, I'm not saying that there's not a place for that, but I see a lot on Facebook, you know, everybody hating being human and wanting to get the hell off the planet. And I'm like, you know, wow, you know, what about gratitude for everything she's allowed us to experience in this whole dualistic dimension? You know, she housed us. She gives us oxygen. She gives us water. She gives us everything. And, you know, I can understand being tired, and I'm tired, and there are days I'm exhausted from all my experiences and the processing that I'm going and the shifting that I'm doing. But never do I blame Mother Earth for the dualistic experiences. I have a total understanding of gratitude. She let me do this on her, in her. I mean, what we have done to the human species, we have absolutely done to the planet as well. And I'm not saying this isn't about guilt. This is about acknowledging our mom, who let us be very small, immature children and beat her and poison her and you know, rape her and pillage her. And she allowed it because she's our mother. But now we're all going through an ascension. You know, we're all going through a transformation. And, you know, I see so many people just quit to just leave Mother Earth and go, oh, I'm going on, you know, I'm going to the spaceship. I'm going to another dimension. I'm going here. And that's true. We are. If you're not going to ascend with Mother Earth, then you are going to have to leave the planet. But to leave, you know, without the gratitude, well, that's probably why they're leaving. Because, you know what I'm saying? There's just, that's a huge piece for me that,
yeah.
It's the same thing like that I experience in my own, you know, like, the relationships that I've had in my experiences, you know, they were not all bright and cheery, but they all helped me find a piece of myself. Therefore, there's, you know, I come from the philosophy, if I loved you once, I will love you forever, no matter how ugly it gets towards the end of our relationship. Love, thank you. Thank you for showing me what I needed to experience, you know. Mm. And I'm not really seeing that a lot. Like Facebook, I'm seeing a lot of people just disconnecting from this planet, and I'm, you know, I get it, it's part of their journey because they're not going to go through the organic ascension. I mean, it's clear because they're blaming the planet for all the problems as opposed to taking full responsibility from their own experiences to being a contributor to those problems.
Right.
And I'm not judging the problems. I take full responsibility because I can also take full responsibility for the solutions of the virtues in my life help me to be a better person so I don't have to steal from another. I can connect to the earth and find my own power. I don't need power over another to feel powerful. Well, all that kind of stuff. That's kind of Janine's territory. Meaning the therapy. Well, she explains therapy better than I do. I'm more like, you know, I explain from a cartoon point of view.
Well, I was just wondering, I'm looking how, you know, Alberta seems so beautiful. I was just wondering, are the leaves changing up there?
Oh, yeah, definitely they are. They're ready to go.
It must be beautiful.
Yeah, it is great. Actually, I got to do some taping. I got to sing some songs and see if I can put them on my website. But just first on my friend, I have a good friend who she's a really nice student, actually, and she's committed to doing the work, you know what I'm saying, doing the work, right, devoted, and so I'm going to, for her birthday, I'm going to send her some songs, actually, singing a song.
Oh, nice.
So it's just, that's it, so it's, I guess that's my spontaneous gift, too.
Ah,
so.
I love it, Jay. I love that you're becoming very much a part of our show, because you're...
Yeah, it's so much fun.
You're congruent. Yeah, definitely, definitely. We appreciate your shares. And you know, everyone, 646-929-2084, just share what's going on in your world right now. And I'm telling you, there's a momentum that happens from sharing it on the air. I won't claim to, you know, just like I don't understand why the light goes on when I flip the switch, but I know when I flip the switch, the light goes on. I know when you share on the radio, it absolutely amplifies intentions and experiences, because it's happened to me my entire existence that I've had a radio show that, you know, because we all tend to sometimes, you know, well, at least from the hosting point of view, we tend to, like, you know, I have said, oh, I'm cool with the dark, you know. This was my early days with Alana. We would do shows and we would talk about, hey, we got it under wraps, you know, the dark is, I have mastered my shadow. And we would drive home 2 hours from Rhode Island, and the shadow presence in the car was like, you know, like it was beyond dark. And I literally started connecting, going, you talk like you got it, now walk it. You know, in other words, there's a level of integrity that if you say it, okay, prove it. Or live it, or, you know. And but it's good to, in my humble opinion, it's a wonderful experience to challenge yourself with your own words, to be the integrity that you're saying, because you know, that it's almost like a higher part of ourselves is initiating a more dense part of ourselves to come into the integrity that your words can match your frequency, can match your experience. And you never have to say, oops, I didn't mean to say that. Or is that how you thought I meant it? No, I meant it like this. It's like those are all incongruencies within a person's experience. And being on the radio just can help, you know, clear that up much quicker than, you know, perhaps just the personal experience of that. So I appreciate you calling, Jay.
Yeah, you're welcome. I really love your show. And I'm more vocal than I was a long, long time ago. And, you know, getting the people to open up their voices. Interesting thing about that. Opening up their heart and opening up their voices. Because that's what I think is where the biggest blockages are, is opening up the voices. Because you know what? There's a lot of closet spiritualists out there who are kind of saying, well, this is what I do is kind of out of the ordinary. They want to talk about it. Either they belong to maybe a quote-unquote religious type of thing, and then, you know, they're experiencing stuff as maybe what they're experiencing in religion or something like that. But there's just opening up your voice, like your show, just, you know, just talking about anything. Just call on and see what's going on in your life and things like that. That's a great way of doing it. So, cheers to both of you for doing this, because that voice thing is just, it's a scary thing. I mean, even my drumming classes, like, there's a lot of people who say, quote, unquote, I can't sing.
Right,
open up your voice. Just do some practicing.
It's that whole belief that singing has to be quote unquote you have to match a tone or match a frequency, when singing can just be an expression of joy. Don't worry about pitch and tone. And yet, when we don't worry about it, we'll usually find the perfect pitch and tone. You know what I mean? Like, the worrying that we can't sing is what restricts the voice from going into its purest form and singing perfect pitch and tone. You know, that's very interesting you brought up singing, because I have seen, like, examples of that when I was going to a Unity church, and they were doing workshops showing how, you know, if you just relax, the voice can do amazing things. Like, it's almost like everybody's a singer. When you relax to let it come out, it's all the mental garbage that's telling you you're not a singer that's restricting the voice and making it, you know, kind of, you know, tweak one way or the other that doesn't, quote-unquote, feel like, you know, a good melody or a good tone.
And I think that message about bringing out the voice, because there are so many people that hold back and, you know, I was, isn't it funny, too, that I said the crickets, they said they were singing, but also last week on that Tuesday show, I found myself saying how grateful I was and how amazing it was to me that all my childhood and all my teenage years, I was so connected to Mother Earth, and I knew how much she was a strength for me and how she influenced poetry and creativity, and that was such a lifeline for me that it was amazing to me that now here I am invited by Golden Hawk to actually speak about it and be a part of this show. And it's like exactly what you're saying, Jay, because I would have been one to be shy and hold back my voice, and that's not what we're meant to do. We're meant to bring our voice forward, and it's been great. It's been, you know, it is another one of those, I can't believe how wonderful and, you know, how amazing this is, and I'm so grateful, but I also think that that's what is moving everything, you know, this, it's a momentum. So, so I just think the voice part, and that's really also encouraging, because I think a lot of people would love to tell us their story or say what they want to, you know, bring out in the world or, you know, manifest or spontaneity, and they hold back their voice. And I know that there's a nervousness to that, and I'm going, no, don't be nervous. Do it anyway, you know? Such a beautiful point, because there were years where I was supposed to get up in front of a group and sing a song, and you would have thought they asked you to climb a mountain with bare feet, you know, and I just, I got up and I sang, and then I'll tell you, everything shifts. And remember when I sang my song to you on the radio? That was
Jay, I'm going to invite you, if you want to sing one of your songs on the show one night, you're absolutely welcome. You got a space here, babe. Totally.
No problem. Maybe I'll do that next week or something like that. I'll see what it sounds like first.
It's the inspiration. I mean, and I'll be honest with you, the reason why I'm inspired to ask you is literally, and, you know, I'm letting people, it's because of your connection with Earth.
Yeah.
You know, that's our message. In our connection with Earth, look, we might be frightened on one level, but our courage and our truth just trumps that fear. And, you know, we know to do it anyways.
Yep.
So, right on, brother. Right on.
Next time you'll sing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll probably see if I can do it maybe on Skype or something like that. I don't know if you're on Skype right now.
I'm not on Skype, but you can call in through Skype. I know that.
I don't know how to do this yet
on Skype. Yeah, I gotta learn. Maybe one day me and Janine will I gotta learn
out.
How to do that. But right now it's just regular telephone, so.
Yeah, and I'll have to see if I get your email address, and maybe I'll just record and sing it that way, because it sounds a little bit different.
If you put it on MP3, I'll play it. Okay.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't play the goldenhawkfeather@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yahoo.com. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll see if I can record a song like that for you, and we'll go from there.
Be the voice of Mother Earth. What does she want us to know about the show?
Yeah, that is a whole concept. Mother Earth does have a voice, and I think it's a great time for us to open up her voice too. And I'd say, honestly, it took me about 3 months to 2 months. Yeah, about 2 months to get my understand my voice, like, be used to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was frightening, actually.
I was scared doing radio. I didn't just come up and I mean, the first time I was ever on the air, a girlfriend of mine called the radio station during one of the breaks. Breathe, Goldie, breathe! I was literally on the air. There were dead air spots. I couldn't breathe. I started crying. You know, I understand the fear, but there's a point inside you that just, do it anyways. Do it anyway. Because it doesn't matter if we make fools out of ourselves. That's not what to focus on. The point to focus on is to break out of this belief system that we can't.
Yeah.
That's so powerful right now, because I think symbolically that breaking out, that the chick coming out of the egg, the birthing process, all of this is symbolic of inner strength and inner aspects of who we are that is just imperative to going on in whatever's coming down the pike right now from a historical point of view. It is our inner strength and our ability to stand center in the midst of chaos and in the midst of fear and know who we are that is going to play a very, very big role in all of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And why not, as Janine always graciously says, practice these things on little scales so that when big life scale things come, you have some momentum.
Yeah, and Angela Sarian, who's that wonderful cross-cultural anthropologist, said that you just got her book. She said, if you can sing, you can't get depressed. And so singing is a very important part. Yeah, so I think that it is the time to sing, and it's the time for the voice. And so,
right, and if not singing, I'll just take talking, okay, because I get that. I'm not going to sing on I'm not going to sing on a bunch of
school. It's a duet.
We'll start with, Jay is prepared to sing because that's part of who he is, but for the rest of the listeners, just come on and share.
No,
just in your regular speaking voice.
No, yeah.
But I get what you're saying. Right, we can work up to singing. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling, Jay. We actually have some other callers. Their hands aren't up, though. Okay, you're just listening to the show. I honor that. But I do appreciate you calling. I do appreciate you sharing your presence. And thank you. Definitely
thanks,
stay in touch. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks, Janine and Golden Hawk. Yeah, thanks so much. Well, I'll I forget your email. And I'll see if I can send you something. So, yeah, we'll go from there. So.
Perfect.
Okay.
Perfect. If you can't make it an MP3, that's the easiest to download. That's essentially what I download for the thing. So if it's already in
okay.
that form, that would make it much easier for me.
Yep, I'll
right?
do that. I'll do that. So
outstanding.
No
okay, cool. All right.
Okay.
Namaste, my friend.
Namaste. Many blessings.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Many blessings. Yeah.
That's very nice.
All right. Wow, Janie. Yes, who's tired now? I don't believe Goldie's tired now.
That's great.
Yeah.
Jay woke us up.
Yeah. Well, just being inspired, something, like this woman, it was very interesting. Back to synchronicities. I definitely want to...
Yeah.
You know, that's another thing. Call in, share a synchronicity. I mean, how
yeah.
much fun is it to talk about being in the flow? So the other day I was, I'm on Facebook, and there's a woman who often says, you know, I like this. She doesn't hit the like button. She writes it. I like this.
Okay.
Certain things that I post. And so... I don't know, an instinct. I don't know what it was, but on this day I decided I'm going to go to her wall and, you know, and check out who she is. And I don't do that often. You know, I do it when I'm inspired to do it. I don't tend to, other than that, peruse people's walls. So I went to her photos, and she had all these photos, and there was one photo of, like, a human being, a woman. The rest was all, you know, some sort of artist or... You know, it wasn't an actual picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I clicked on it, and I saw that some of her friends had said, oh, I'm so glad this is you. You know, it's so wonderful to see who you are. And so I looked at her photo, and, like, I had a connection with her. I just felt this woman's warmth. I felt her beauty. And I was like, her name is Frida. And I posted a comment going, you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for posting this picture. And it inspired me to post the picture I have up now, which is a picture of me from when the very first time I broadcasted another reality show. I have a picture where, you know, I look like I'm 7 years old. It's not the most flattering picture of me from a perspective of, you know, a pageant beauty. But
yeah.
It is so obvious in the picture that I'm shining and I'm radiating. You know, it was the first time I ever did my radio show. There's orbs in the picture.
Yeah.
So I kept looking at the picture from the point of view of all the things that were wrong with the picture. When I saw Frida's picture, you know, I went, I'm going to post my picture,
mm-hmm.
a picture that I had intentionally not posted in 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I posted it, Frida goes, oh, you're beautiful. And I told her, I went, I literally am posting this in inspiration because of your picture. And then you could tell there was this connection between us. And she went, wow, Goldie. I mean, I feel, now I feel even more confident, or I just feel better that I posted it. And I was like, ditto.
Mm-hmm.
And it was such a synchronistic moment of the two of us. Because Janine knows that I do radio. I was invited to do a video interview, and I declined because I have issues about what I look like and not being pretty enough and not being, you know, pretty enough video seen. You know, that presence of me, I'm working on it. And that experience is helping me working on it by, first of all, just posting the picture that I didn't think I looked good in and getting, I got plenty of responses that were not, you know, I look at Oprah and I go, God, she's shown herself without makeup, you know, she's a heavyset woman.
Mm-hmm.
And clearly people don't look at that and say, ew, to Oprah. They're more like, God, they love her, you know, because they see her beauty within, who she is, what she's done, what she brings to the table, how she radiates. And I can see that in others, and it's really important. I'm learning to see that in myself. And it's a journey. I'm on a journey, and I'm talking about it on the air because these things are going to come up again. And
yeah. But you're also doing what you told, you know, kind of suggested to listeners is to be witnessed and voice it, and somehow that really does, you know, help it, you know.
Yeah.
There's something about the exposure, and it just, I don't know, it almost makes it not as powerful, or, you know, it just kind of dissipates maybe the whole issue, because I was just thinking, well, that's funny, because I think I was looking at the picture earlier going, wow, that is such a great picture, you know, so radiant, so, like, you
can, thank you.
Yeah, and so it's so funny how we have these states of mind, you know.
Well, absolutely. And I'll be honest with you, I'm starting to notice when it comes to beauty, quote unquote, I remember when I was a child, I saw my mother as the most beautiful woman I had ever seen in my life. And what was beautiful was that she loved me, she nurtured me, she protected me. Those were the qualities that I termed as beautiful. Because I see the kids, you know, like I'll talk to Anya's my heart and soul boy. I'll say to her, you know, I feel fat. You're not fat, Goldie. You are so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she immediately takes me back to when I was 5 years old and to the female presence in my life. And Wani, her mother, happens to be a beautiful woman. I mean, aesthetically beautiful woman. But I know when Anya's calling me beautiful, that she's not faking that. She's calling my essence beautiful, because that's how you interpret a loving experience, a joyful experience. You know, and I'm not saying it's always love and joy. Me and Anya have gotten into, what, one fight in 7 years? I mean, it just so happens I get along really great with that kid. That's the way it is. But I'm just saying, beauty is really about, you know, the feeling you get in the presence of something where, conditionally, as I have grown up, in my mind, it's turned into what size am I? What color is my hair? You know, what are the clothes I'm wearing? That's the conditioning. And, you know, coming back into that child experience of what beauty is my focus for myself. To come back into my own inner child, to see myself as beautiful, you know, at this weight as I was when I was, you know, 70 pounds lighter.
And that's a great, you know, because I knew that story because we were talking about it, and then it's funny because you moved through something, because to put that picture up, and it reminds me of what Jay said, which was, you know, so many of us hold back our voices, and I don't mean just singing, I just mean our voices, and it really is time to bring voices forward, and I mean, that's what I'm doing, and, you know, and I think it's beautiful that he, you know, he spontaneously is giving someone a song as a gift, and he's bringing out his song, and, you know, so I think it's like an encouragement to come out, to you know, to bring your voice out, to bring out our faces, and, you know, not be so self-conscious. I mean, I really think that's the encouragement.
I agree. And I think the gift will override. Oh, sorry. Interrupting you. I gotta stop.
No, I like that.
No, you go.
Okay.
You go. I love that you, because you get me so stoked. But no, please, because your truth is so beautiful. You're right. Because the encouragement is now. Please continue, Goldie. With that.
No, it's great. I love that. You know, that never bothers me ever. But no, the encouragement is that what Jay said, and then now just what you said. And you even used, and which is beautiful, it's not just talk, it's demonstration. Jay, it demonstrated to us, which I completely got about, because this is so important that we hold back our voice, and that, you know, and you're right, just speaking. It's like, that's why, you know, it's like, come on, callers, talk to us, you know, and Jay said it, and then he said about the singing, and you said it about bringing forward our faces and ourselves and, you know, exposing ourselves. And the more we do that, the more comfortable and confident we get with our voices, with what we have to say, with our
yeah.
faces, and who cares if we don't do it perfect, you know? Who cares?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Who likes perfect anyway? I don't. You know?
Yeah,
so,
listen, Moses stuttered.
Right, I know, I love that story. You told me that.
Yeah.
I don't know if the listeners heard you, but that Moses stuttered. And, you know, and I mean, The King's Speech was such an amazing film because of the stuttering and you know, how he was such a beautiful person, and that teacher helped him bring his voice out. And I love that. Yeah, so that's just, I just think that, you know, last time when you were speaking at the end of the show and the whole gratitude thing came up, and I was like, there it is. That's the theme. That's what I'm taking from this show. And, of course, the spontaneity piece. But this time, it's, to me, like, there it is, the encouragement to bring your voice forward, to bring your face forward, to bring your, you know, if we dare to sing, great. But, like, mostly it's just don't, just do it anyway, even if we're like going, oh my God, you know, so, because it does change us. And it probably is the greatest gift we can give the earth, because I'm thinking the earth has a voice and we have a voice, and, you know, she needs to hear our voice and we want to hear her voice, and, you know, all that wonderful sonic stuff. And then, you know, so I'm just hoping that, we'll get callers that want to speak.
Well, and in the meantime, I need to put myself out there from a video point, you know, meaning I need to physically put myself out there more. And because I definitely invite the callers to do it. But here's me being selfish. I'm going to do my piece because then I'll experience. And I say that because, you know, I know it's, you know, people are like, you can't be selfish. Oh, bullshit. I'm all about being selfish. But my selfishness is not about I take from another. My selfishness is about I'm on this journey. What I say, I'm not just pontificating here. I know that it's important for me. The gifts that I'm going to receive by stepping out of the boundary about worrying about if I'm pretty or not to do video interviews is going to trump my fear of not doing it. Not doing it will be much for me, because my goal is to, you know, I want to suck up all the life that I can suck up in this experience. You know, we are changing into light beings. I'm never going to have this opportunity again once I become fully fifth dimensional, because I'll literally be able to put on any bodysuit I want. So how can I, there's certain things, like I posted a thing that when I went to Polar Bear's house that we were meeting at the buffet, and somebody put a comment on, do we really need all these choices? And I could tell it was a matter of, she was coming from the space of, do all these animals have to die, you know, so you can have a buffet?
Right.
And I was very, very clear to write, you know, to be honest, this whole dimension is about choices. What you do, you want to stop eating now because, you know, at some point you're going to be no intestines in the fifth dimension, bravo to you. I still have intestines. I love eating. I love eating. I just can't tell you. It's an orgasmic experience, the texture, the taste. You know, so I'm looking at it. There's going to come a point in time where I'll never eat again. I don't want to give that up now. I'll give it up when physically the body doesn't have intestines anymore. But until that point, eating is not going to, that's not going to hold me back from ascending. It's about understanding from a linear point of view. There's going to come a time I'm never going to eat again. Well, okay, then I'll stop eating. You know, I just think we try, you know, we tend to want to be someplace instead of being where we are. Listen, if you have intestines, my suggestion is you might want to keep eating. I know that there are breatharians on the planet that are literally living off the light. I honor that. I'll do that when my body literally just is built, so to speak, to do that.
You know what?
Which is what my belief is. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and I bet those cupcakes Jay had were great.
Exactly. I love that he brought cupcakes. And I mean, whether it's cream cheese, the icing, or sugar icing, just the whole idea of, you know.
Cupcakes are so happy.
Yeah. Food is, you know, if you look at our culture, sitting down at the dinner table, how much psychology happened at dinner time for all of us, or the polar opposite, how much, you know, dysfunction happened at the dinner table. I mean, it's just one of the things I think when we connect with Mother Earth, this whole idea of timelines, it's not about being someplace we're going to be in the future. It's about being here now and being completely okay with that. Everything will come in its own time. And like you were saying, you know, planetary time is very different than, you know, maybe what the human, you know, I have definitely lived life wanting to be in another time frame.
Mm-hmm.
But I honor, or I know the difference that I'm at peace now in this time frame. And because of that peace, the choices I'm making are very, I'm confident in the choices I'm making. I'm confident that I want to eat.
Today when I looked at that picture of you on Facebook, I said, and she's afraid to do videos? Why?
I know, because I don't, you know, it's conditioning.
I really got it. And
that's actually a condition my whole life. I mean, I think there's been a shift.
There's been a shift, whether you know it or not.
Right on. Thank you. And I the best part is I can call Peter Coyote and say, listen, I said when I'm ready, I'll call you. So it's coming. It is.
Yeah.
You know, and because at some point we could be doing, you know, like I said, if we could do Skype, they could see us. If we did Skype as a radio show, it might be that we could be seen while we do the radio show.
Oh, here comes
Mike. No worries. We're not going there yet. This is strictly in, you know, a vision to come.
No.
Okay, wait. So 646-929-2084. Mm-hmm. We have some guests out there, and somebody wants to call in and share a synchronicity. You're welcome to call in and share a synchronicity. Do you have another synchronicity you want to share? Or do you want to... You know, I guess that our momentum, because we have 33 minutes left, so, you know, we can go someplace else, we can stay here, we can do whatever you want to do.
I probably, like, I'll say, no, I don't have a synchronicity, and next thing you know, I'll be like, oh, yeah, I completely forgot about that.
Of course
that
you
one.
Have a synchronicity, exactly.
I've noticed a momentum in me working with people, and all of a sudden, the art that I called initiation art, which is what I think maybe even getting up in front of people or calling up and speaking your voice, or you know, putting yourself on Skype, I think these are all initiations. And you know, because once you do this, you move into a new place, and so I've noticed that there's been a real momentum I didn't expect this, but some children and their mother are wanting to do initiation art with me, and I've actually done it with them, and I was personally astounded by what I was feeling happening while we were all in this one space that's, you know, my art studio, and we were creating this art, and I was just sort of, it wasn't any pressure, it was just, you know, being together, and I know that the initiation art has a meaning, but I just allowed the process to happen, and I just couldn't believe how palpable the feeling of something happening was going on, and so much so that the mom later that night texted me and said, when are we going to do that again? That was so great. And the kid, you know, she could feel that the kids, something happened for them too. And it did. And so that was just out of nowhere. Like Friday night, I get a text. Can we do the art with you? Yep. come on over.
Nice.
And so there's, I guess what you would call that to me with the openings. There's like openings. It feels to me, and maybe these are the organic openings. I don't know where there wasn't an opening before there is now. I can't predict it. You didn't, you know, you can't predict it, but there they are,
right.
And they're showing up. And, you know, I mean, yeah, and so I
see,
think
now
that's,
I think, a very powerful statement, what you just said. See, I think part of what we're doing in our own lives,
right,
is showing up, which is allowing others to come into our lives. And because I think personally that every person that is drawn to play with us, work with us, love us, whatever the relationship,
right,
they're drawn to us, and there's like this knowing of, there's a discerning between people who are talking the talk and people who are walking the walk.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I get a sense that, like for me, I have to walk the talk. Otherwise, I can't do radio shows at this point in my life unless I can say, oh yeah, last week we talked about, you know, living spontaneously, and then I did it. You know, because
if
I didn't do that show, I would have had to come back on the show and go, okay, listen, I talked about spontaneous living, but I, you know, and I'll be honest with you, I don't want to do that. I want to break, I want that shell cracked. I want that belief system to, you know, I want to go beyond it. And so I like the idea. For me, the radio show is not a pressure, but it's a presence that, okay, you said it on the air. Okay, you got to live it. I mean, that's for me. But, you know, I don't know. Everybody has an integrity bar, so to speak, where, you know, we all do a lot of talking about our own ascension processes. And, you know, talking it is one thing. Oh, somebody's calling. All right, I'm gonna open up the phone lines.
Great.
Yeah, I love it. 860, you're on the air.
Hi, Goldie. This is Susan.
Yeah!
You bullied me into using my voice.
Oh, that's so great. Hello.
We inspire.
Janine.
Hi.
I love you, baby.
How wonderful.
What I wanted to talk about is way off topic. It was at the beginning of the show when you were talking about holding belief systems.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And something that happened to me this week that was pretty profound for me. All week long, I've been drawn to listen to and read and hear things that were very challenging to me, things that weren't things that I would necessarily ordinarily listen to. And one thing that happened that I found really, really interesting was there was one person who said something that really opposed my thoughts. It was George, and he was talking.
Okay.
He was talking about the moon being fabricated.
Okay.
And I had heard that thought once or twice before, but I was listening to him, and as he said it, all of a sudden, all these tears started coming out of my eyes. And I had this big welling up in my heart of sadness and knowingness that that was true.
Mm.
And my head was saying no, no, no. And my body and my heart was saying yes, yes, yes. Mm. And it was such a big moment for me because it's almost like a lesson, and I hate the word lesson, an example of what we're going through right now, how strong it is, how big it is. For us just to be open enough to say, I'm willing to look at things differently. I'm willing to feel things differently. I'm willing to let go. Even when our head is telling us, don't go there. Because there's something going on inside of us that is kind of like taking us by the hand and bringing us there anyways.
Exactly.
Yep, I agree.
Exactly.
But it was so not easy. It's so not easy.
Right, but that's that.
You know, I think the greatest things in life aren't easy.
Oh yeah.
But they're worth it. But they're worth it. They're worth being uncomfortable for.
Yeah.
They really are. And you can't give that to another. You can only be a living example of it and hope it inspires another to recognize the gift at the other side. Like I mean, Janine, when she first told me, you know, when I first told her I broke up with Scott, she was like, just get through the pain because there's a gift at the other side. I mean, and literally, the gift is just an excellent potential. We're going to be on this radio station. Like, we're going to get recruited somehow, however that works, to this UPN that has 100,000 people listening every week.
Yeah.
I mean, like, holy moly moly. I didn't know that's what the end was. I just knew intuitively I have to sit with my pain because I know intuitively being uncomfortable will pay off. Not because we're not victims, and I know you're not a victim, Susan. I know you're not from our connection. So we must be the forerunners that show change is going to come in very uncomfortable ways because it's the nature of conditioning. Conditioning tells us, you know, stay where you are, stay where you are. Yet everything inside you is going, are you ready to take that? Just a little step.
Yeah.
And it really is just a little step, but it feels so big because the conditioning around it is going, stay where you are.
Yeah.
And we flip the conditioning, the bird, and go, screw you. I want to fly.
I keep having, all week long, I've been having this image of, you know, when you plant a seed, it's this little dried up ball. And in order for it to grow, it breaks that hard shell around it.
Right.
You know, it swells
right
up inside, and that crust just disintegrates. But it's a breaking up. It is
great
a death
vision
before the birth.
That's so great.
Yes.
Yeah, that's so great. And also the sensory feeling that you physically had is such a great example of like knowing what approaching a belief system and letting it go feels like and how difficult that can be. And like, you know, when you sense that coming again or if someone tells you, oh, I don't, you know, that's making me so uncomfortable, you know, now you can say, oh, that's just you being afraid to let go of a belief system. But, you know, it's a really great thing when you can do that. And, once you feel it, you know, and that's what I was saying, Goldenholz, about you know the feeling of the discomfort. Don't be afraid of it. Bring it closer because you'll move right through it and come out the other side with this much more liberated self who doesn't need to hold on to belief systems anymore. And
yeah. It's
such a great practice, you know. And so, you know, it showed up for you. You know, there it was. It just was there. You didn't,
yeah.
You know, and it's so interesting that you said I was watching things that I don't normally watch that were kind of challenging. I mean, it's like you kind of put yourself in the hot kitchen, you know, Goldenholz. It's
exactly.
Right? Remember when we talked about the kitchen? When the heat.
Yeah, we're referencing if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
But
yet those of us who know are putting ourselves in these kitchens. You got to.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You got to.
That's when
the changes take place. I mean,
and all it really takes is willingness because
truth.
You don't
yeah.
direct anything.
No.
No, you think you're directing something, but you're not.
Right.
And so it goes where it goes, and you end up where you end up, and it's all pretty
simple.
Yeah,
the willingness to go, it's just so beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
You're beautiful.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy you both so much, and I'm so glad you do this.
Thank you.
And I am going to hang up and let you finish up the show.
Thank you so much.
I love you, Susan. Yeah.
Love you too.
Big love. Thank you for being courageous.
It feels good.
My heart soars with you when you're courageous. I feel it and I love it, and it's outstanding.
Thank you.
And it helps other people want to call in and say, you know, what's going on too.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, good night.
I love you, baby. This has been a very good night, folks. Oh my god. See, now that's another thing that, you know, similar to what me and Frida had on on the Facebook. You know, just the sharing where we, you know, we each get it's like I really believe that, you know, we all got a piece of Susan's experience, all of us, energetically, we share that, all of us, because there is, we think we're separate, but we're not separate, and anytime any one of us breaks through a paradigm, it makes it easier for the ones behind us, and that's a truth, that's not just, you know, sweet-talking people and, you know, using platitudes, that is an absolute truth. And we all actually experience, you know, even if we didn't know about, I mean, I'm delighted that it's on the air because, like I said, I think exponentially there is a gift that comes when we do it from a, from the radio platform. You know, another, it's extrapolated because, you know, the show goes out, let's say, to 100 people and, you know, those 100 people touch another 100 million people. You know what I mean? It's like this whole idea of 6 degrees of separation and, you know, we're changing the world.
Yeah.
You know, the mystical Mother Earth is being affected, is affecting, you know, it's just so mystical and magical, and I'm honored to be a part of it. Just exquisite. Gosh.
Yeah, and you know, and unbeknownst to me, out of my mouth came about the crickets, and I don't, you know, it's like, and then it just, you know, to really like, and now what's kind of fun for everybody listening is that I'm sure pretty much everyone's got the crickets at night going a lot, and you know, it's just kind of fun that they could be a reminder to us that, you know, it says it signals a time in our lives when our intuition is being activated. And to see crickets and hear crickets reminds us to trust our inner knowing. So, you know, I just think that's so, like last week it was the owl and then this week it was the cricket. And, that was just something that spontaneously showed up. So it's just perfect, really.
I'm blissed out right now. I am, and I wrote that I don't do bliss, but this is a full body experience. I mean, I am literally feeling
a
tremendous amount of gratitude. Pardon?
You might even get a blister.
Yes. Does everybody realize the word bliss is also in the word blister?
It's a word.
I just feel so. This is what life is all about, man. This is what, for me, my soul is just, you know, truly, there's a radiance, and it's shining on all of us. This is a group experience.
Yeah.
And I get so excited by these group experiences, because this is, you know, so many people are waiting for the big things to happen, and I'm telling you, they're coming. The big things are going to happen. But when we put our lives into the perspective of the big things just in our personal life, but, you know, other people might look and go, oh, there's nothing to that. Well, there's nothing to that maybe from your perspective. Because, like, I can remember when we used to, you know, me and my friends would share, like, our fears, and I would be like, you know, one of my fears was being in water. I couldn't see under my feet. you know, and somebody else would say to me, oh, God, that's nothing. What's your problem? And I go, oh,
yeah.
Okay, wait a minute. What's your fear? And, you know, maybe their fear was, I don't know, wearing purple. I'm just throwing something. It's like, well, that's not a problem to me, but fear is very real to the person experiencing it. It doesn't matter what the fear is. This is, I learned long, long ago. You know, it's not about judging the fear. It's about honoring. Fear is big to all of us. But if we can encourage each other in small ways to walk through our fears,
mm-hmm.
it literally is a layer being peeled off and the soul shining that much brighter, that much more radiant, without the layer of dust or whatever, you know, that's on it. The fear is like layers of dust, and we're just pulling them off to see underneath that we've been, you know, these divine beings the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and it's funny because I see the soul as the great encourager. You know, it's like
yeah.
the soul encourages us to do it, to go ahead, you know, drop the belief system, go ahead, use, you know, bring your voice out to the world. Go ahead, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it is about courage and small, you know, not small courage meaning it's small, but these things that don't seem like big deals, but they are. They're wonderful to me.
That's
and they're,
what I'm trying to say. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And they do initiate us to a new place. And from what I feel is they create new openings. And they involve more than one person because when you're going, I mean you can feel it. You can feel that there's opening.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe that's what a mother feels. You know, again, I'm not a physical, but I would imagine that's what a mother feels when she sees her child accomplish something. Like they feel it too. You know, the accomplishments and
yeah.
the, you know,
yeah,
just
but
the
even,
joy
even,
of watching
you know,
your child experience that, right? I would imagine.
Yeah, of course. I mean, of course, and of course, there's always encouragement going on. But I'm thinking that like even the openings I'm talking about are almost like these new places where, you know, like even tonight, new openings were created by.
Right.
Jay sharing
right.
and Susan sharing and your sharing and, you know, I mean, I think I shared.
And you sharing? Yeah, of course you shared.
I shared our synchronicity story.
Well,
and,
listen, keep in mind, remember, you were shy. You're
yes, I was shy.
You're doing your
yeah.
courageous, you accepted a radio show and still are feeling shy. I mean, meaning... That
yeah,
needs to be
and
noted
I did my
as
poetry
courageous
for
as well.
Years, you know, not wanting people to think I was weird because I wrote poetry and I, you know, I really didn't know where it came from and, you know, and it, you know, it, I mean, it's all in these stages of coming out. But yes, the shyness would almost have me say no, and that would be really, you know, such a violation to like, wait a minute, you have all this connection and foundation. What? You know, you need to share it. You should share it. You want to share it. Get over the shyness and do it anyway. You know, and
thank you for doing that. Because I'm telling you, Janine, there is something so magical about you and me as a partnership.
Right.
Truly, I feel it because every show, I you know, I'm gonna. By the time we're done, you know, the show goes off in 11 minutes. I can already tell you, I mean, I'm flying right now that someone who I care so deeply about, Susan, called. I mean,
well, that's beautiful.
This is just something that, I mean, from an inspiration point of view, it's manifesting. And
mm-hmm.
it's like I have this wisdom within me that nothing is small. Only beliefs
no,
around
exactly.
things are small.
No, that's
right.
another powerful statement. Nothing is small.
Yeah.
It's
nothing
quite the
is small.
Actually, quite the opposite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yet, these are the things that can quietly happen. You know, on a Monday night show, you know, we probably have like, you know, 20, 30 listeners. But you know, it's not like we're doing this on Oprah, who's got a million people signed up for her next class.
Yeah.
You know, we're doing this in our own little grouping, our own setting, but nothing small. This is. I can sense that. I know that. And it's the beauty of us, me and you. It's the beauty of, you know, I mean, Susan's been with us since the conception of the show. She's been here every week. You know what I'm saying? It's like all the listeners, Polar Bear's listening, our guests that were here, Dennis was on before. You know, it's like I'm forever enchanted.
Yeah.
By the true power of the spirit of the human soul. You know, God, it rocks my world, and I'm so blessed and honored that I get to share in these experiences.
I don't know if you're looking in the chat room. I just scrolled down and saw it for the first time, and I feel these hearts, you know, and he's like, they're all like those beating hearts. It's so cute. And you know, I find that that what you just described is how I feel like I work anyway, and whether it's my book or my paintings or when I'm working with people, I feel there's a certain intimacy that really is special and I value so greatly. So it's almost like there's a sense of intimacy that is on the show that, you know,
shit, we're all running around here naked and we're okay. I mean, that's essentially the, you know what I mean? Meaning we're just putting our hands up going, you know, tall, short, fat, skinny, beautiful, ugly. It doesn't matter. We're just here to speak our truths, share in the experience of it, embrace each other genuinely for the experience, you know, and say, okay, let's check back in next week and do it all over it again. You know, like,
Because, you know, the mystical, magical space created, the intimate space, the welcoming space, the encouraging space is exactly where all these things can occur, and I love that. You know, I love the small. I think that
because the small can be intimate as opposed to, that's exactly right. It's hard to get intimate with a crowd of 1,000. I mean, I would just imagine
it could be possible. I've never experienced it, but
nor have I. Right, and I guess it could be possible.
I don't know. You know, I don't know. I mean,
I'm hearing, give it time. You'll find out. Give it time. God, I feel good. I want to make an announcement just for everybody so they know. This week coming up on another reality show is the George interview. So I highly, highly recommend call into that show. You might want to call in. I'll get on to open up the lines or to open up the chat room, whatever, at least 10 minutes before the show. Call in. I'm not quite sure how many callers I'm allowed, but I've been posting it on several of George's sites. So call in early so you know you get a phone, because on the phone you'll go the 3 hours without interruption. If you're listening through the computer, it'll stop streaming live for the computer after 2 hours, and then if you want to hear the third hour, you just have to wait till the third hour, till the show ends, and then you can listen to the archives. But that will be happening, and there will be Q&A, and clearly, you know, all my favorite people, I will have your phone numbers, and I'll see you. Yes, and there'll be a priority calling. So that is this Thursday night from 8 to 11, and I hope you'll join me. And if not, enjoy the archives. I'm super stoked about this show. I mean, it's like when I had Jeffrey Hoppe on from the Crimson Circle. You know, I feel intimately connected to George already, and I've only spoken to him once on somebody else's radio show for like 5 minutes or 2 minutes. So it's going to be good. Anything going on with you? Share what's going on with you.
Let me think. Well, mostly right now I'm in the taking care of all my work, and you know, I'm doing some local speaking engagements here in New Jersey, but they're for like private book clubs and things.
Nice.
You know, just seeing my people in therapy and doing, you know, that kind of art, and
changing lives.
Working on my book, it's in the editing stage, but it's going really well, and that's going to be great. That's coming out in February. And what else? Yeah, and just anytime I post, you know, what's new for me, it'll be on my website, which is my name, jlkimmel.com. But, yeah, that's all for now, which is good.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, and where to find my anotherrealityshow.com. That would basically, if you found here, this is the same Blog Talk address. I just do two different shows. So if you found you were here for this show, it's the same place. It'll just be another reality show with the George thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah. God, I'm wired for sound right now.
That's a good thing.
Really, yeah, I'm pumped. I'm definitely pumped. And it's so funny, too, because after all this happened, there was like this, it was almost like a humidity in my room. It felt very warm, and like there was a thickness in here. And now that there's movement here in my room, I can feel it. You know, it's not quite as stuffy in my room.
That's interesting, and there definitely was a shift. I felt it with Jay's call and Susan's call, and you know, and so and they Susan really verbalized exactly the process of the willingness. And that's it. I mean, we talk about that. Just the willingness is everything, you know. So.
Right.
Yeah, so that was great.
It's like the pre-process of the process, because if we're not willing, you know, that's like when people are like, you know, when people call me crazy that, you know, that I've had extraterrestrial experiences, it's like they're not even willing to hear what I have to say. You know, it's already shut down. You know, you're crazy. That's as far as they're willing to go.
Yeah.
You know,
Well,
and what's so obvious
notion.
To me... Right, and a preconceived notion at this point in time, you know, even my ex, Greg, who I've been, you know, kind of giving updates on the whole, you know, from the George perspective and things like that, he said to me, he goes, you know, I'll be honest with you, he's like, you know, you've always been crazy, and I know you're crazy. He goes, mm-hmm. but I'm listening to you now, and he mm-hmm. actually asked me for George's website, and he wants me to send him, oh, I have to talk to you because we have to send him... we got to do it through You Send It. He wants the episodes of our show. I'll talk to you privately about that.
Sure.
But anyways,
sure.
He said to me, he goes, one of the reasons why I'm wanting to hear more about what you have to say is because he goes, I feel it inside. Something's going on, and I don't have a name for it, and it appears to me that you have some sort of knowledge of what it is. And so I want to listen to more to what you have to say. And I'm like going... Well, that right on, you know, because I said, what you're going through now, the only thing is I went through it 15 years ago, and it's not that I stopped going through it, but I understand it because I went through it 15 years ago where my whole world changed, you know, so that's all this is, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
again,
that's
it's big, that's
it does seem as though that's the openings I'm talking about where all of a sudden there's something available that wasn't there before, and you feel the shift in people, and because you followed something and you said yes to something, and then that something, that's how it seems to be occurring for me and for everyone, I believe, you know, and, you know, the whole thing about when you start talking about what you know or what you're feeling, and you could feel, you know, it does seem like people are more receptive, but definitely there's still people there that just the minute you start, they're like, you know, I'm not open to that. And that's okay. You know, it's okay.
Oh yeah. No, definitely.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, there's just on some level, if you're listening to any of the shows I'm doing, somewhere there's a desire to have this opening happen because it's all I talk about. I am, you know, like as focused on this as most crack addicts are focused on getting their next fix. I mean, it's everything to me. So I would imagine if you're listening to the show, you know, even if it's subconscious, there's a desire to experience some of the changes that we speak of. And mm-hmm. the truth is, and they're showing up, the changes are happening, and they're happening live on the air, which personally just, I mean, that just really,
mm-hmm.
I love it. I can't even express it in words, the joy that I feel when that happens, because I really do know the significance of these experiences, and they're huge. They're huge.
And that's great.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Really,
yeah.
Yep.
So
I'm happy to be a part of it, I'll tell you that.
Ah! I'm telling you, it's happening because you're a part of it, Janine. It is. I know. I know. All right. We are at the top of the hour. I love you all. Me and Janine might do a spontaneous show this week. I would say, you know, check your Facebook. That's where I'll post it. Susan, I'll send you an email if we're doing something. And if not, Thursday night is the George Show, and next Monday night, 8 o'clock, we'll be here sharing all the mystical wisdom that we get from our beautiful and beloved Mother Earth. Thank you, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, callers. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank
have
you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, have a fantastic night. I love you all. All right.
Love you
Namaste,
too.
Everybody. Bye.
Bye.